Unbeaten run goes on. Should have won it. Could have lost it. How do you feel after that as a management team?
Well, it's another point to the tally, to be honest with you. Very difficult game. We'd heard they were a good side. We set up to stay in the game after 20 minutes. And I thought we grew into the game. Took the goal well. You know, we were looking dangerous at the time we scored. Thought we deserved to go in at half-time in the lead. Second half, lots of chances for both sides. I thought we had a couple of chances to go two up, which disappointed that we've missed them. But ultimately, at the end of the day, I think it's a good point here.
First half was quite scrappy, not a lot of chances, but thankfully when one came to Dean, he took it well, really well, didn't he?
Yeah, really good flick, to be honest. And he's been threatening to do it for a number of games now, so it's good for him that he's got his goal, to be honest with you. So
second half, we had a lot of ball, especially the first 20 minutes of the second half, but sometimes lacking that, which hasn't been the past few weeks, but lacking that little bit of cutting edge just to put the game to bed.
Yeah, that's it. I think Dan's final had a chance. Ball. The keeper's made a save, the ball's come out to Dan. And I think he squared it, and for me, he needs to be in the back of the net, to be honest. So we need to be a little bit more ruthless in goal. We've been scoring lots of goals, but at 1-0, you get that second goal and it's a completely different game, and we've come off with 3 points.
We had a lot of shots deflected over wide. Could we have done more with the set pieces? I mean, we had probably the most we've had in one game. Would you say that was a disappointing element?
Yeah, I think the delivery of the set pieces tonight was poor, to be honest. I think we've been quite lethal from set pieces. We've looked dangerous, we've looked organised, we're looking to hit the near post, but too many didn't beat the first man tonight, you know, and we need to put it in there in the mixer to try and get that goal. And the delivery wasn't as good as it usually is, but it's something we go back to, we look at on training on Thursday, and look at how we go again on Saturday now and look for those 3 points.
And after saying all that, obviously they've countered and scored, but what do you make of the penalty? Towers blocking it on the line and getting sent off in the end worked out quite well.
I think so, yeah. Deliberate handball is it should be a penalty. Whether it was deliberate or not, I think he just put his body on the line. The interpretation of the rule is if it's deliberate handball, it's a penalty and a red card. Was it deliberate?
No, he smashed the ball from 2 yards away.
He doesn't know anything about it. He's hit his arm. At the end of the day, he's not caught it. He's not parried it. If he is, he's a cracking goalkeeper, and he's not. So it's disappointing that we'll lose him for a game, because I don't think it was deliberate handball, but they blazed the penalty over, and we've got the point at the end of the day. We could have come off here with nothing, and then we would have been disappointed.
But I suppose the pleasing thing, maybe last year we'd have lost that game. So without the penalty, you know, we may have not took our chances and been punished, but the unbeaten run continues now into another home game where we've been lethal recently.
I think the character that we show, we showed it at Sutton Coldfield when we went 1-1 and we stayed in the game. They had chances to win it, we defended superbly. I thought we defended superbly again tonight. I thought it was bodies on the line. I thought Jermaine Hollis was fantastic tonight. The work rate and energy that he brings to our side.
Yep.
And the back four, I thought, defended outstandingly. So credit to those boys there.